there, there. Come, please, have a seat. I'm the manager of Bunny Boudoir. Nice to meet you. I understand you're interested in a position on our staff. That's fantastic. Well, we are currently open for new servers, especially ones as cute as you. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but mention it. You're very handsome, sweetie. Of course, we'll have to see about your other qualifications, but, well, you certainly look the part of a potential bunny boy. I bet you look even better once you get your suit on. In any case, I've given your resume a read over, and I see that you're still in college. I assume you're looking to make some money to pay off your student loans. I thought so. A few of our younger bunnies here are doing the same thing. I'm sure you get along with them. Well, we do offer a fair salary for the hours. Plus, you'll receive tips, of course. The generosity of which will depend on your performance. I am curious, though. That wasn't the only thing that brought you here, was it? As I said, I've seen your qualifications. You seem perfectly capable of landing a job with a competitive salary anywhere else. So why us? As if I had to ask. Well, it seems you've come to the right place. I'm not sure how much you know about our operations, but I can give you a little rundown. All of our Bunny Boys servers are free use to the customers. Right after entering, each customer is handed a menu with all our staff's names and information. So they can find the perfect bunny for them. All the long-time customers have their favorites. Our custom-made bunny suits have zippers at the front and back for easy access. Although some of our boys prefer to just serve naked to avoid any trouble with handsy customers, which we do get quite a lot of. That's perfectly fine. We find that most of our boys wind up naked by the end of their shifts anyways. All we require is that you keep our signature bunny ears on all the time. Oh, and the tail too, of course. Usually they're attached to the suits, but we do have special butt plug versions for our kinkier boys. Just make sure not to lose it. I hear it helps to put it in your mouth when you need to take it out. Harder to misplace it that way. As for the club layout, we originally had it so that anything could be done anywhere. But that ended up a little too chaotic. There was barely enough room to serve drinks on the bar with the number of boys bent over it. So we split it up into a few different sections. Right past the entrance into the bar, which is oral only now. Our stools have specially carved out centers for face sitting and oh. All of our glasses are plastic. We had a number of our real glass glasses falling and shattering on the floor. Apparently our bunny boy's oral skills are just that good. I think it's something to be proud of. Across from the bar is the main stage. That's where our more exhibitionist boys perform. There's no pressure to join them, of course, but I've heard it's pretty fun, even from our shyer boys. There's a new free use show every hour where a bunny boy will handpick a member from the audience to come on stage and do whatever they want for 7 minutes. We call it 7 minutes in heaven, of course. Our customers can get a little rough in order to fit as much as they can within the time limit, as you can imagine, but that's all part of the fun. Pass those two into the right as my personal favorite of our facilities, the breeding lounge, or as we call it, the breeding boudoir. It's for more than just breeding, though. The only rule is no condoms allowed. Our bunnies really love their cream pies. They were complaining about how uncomfortable it was to breed on the cold, hard floor, though, so they included plenty of plush velvet couches and silky satin beds in the lounge. They're so comfortable. Some of our boys have fallen asleep on them after getting their brains fucked out. Next to the lounge are our private rooms. Customers can rent out any of our bunnies for 30 minutes to an hour for a little more intimacy. Each room has soundproof walls, mood lighting, a cute heart-shaped bed, and plenty of toys. Whips, gags, ropes, handcuffs, strap-ons, dildos. Ooh, I'm getting a little worked up just thinking about it. And finally, there's the pool. For the sake of cleanliness, we have a kissing-only policy when you're in the water. So if a customer is asking, just kindly suggest you two get out. You're more than welcome to fuck on our pool chairs. Oh, yes, and we do have a specially made bunny bathing suit. If you're taking a pool shift, they're so cute. And that's about all. Sounds fun, don't you think? Well, that's enough talk. I suppose I should just get right to the point. Obviously, this is not exactly a conventional job. So, Bunny Boudoir takes a bit of a different spin on the interview process. Obviously, I won't be able to evaluate your qualifications for being one of our bunny boys with just words, will I? Do you catch my drift? My, you look surprised. I'm assuming you didn't read the fine print on our website. Did you? Well, being flexible, able to adapt to new situations on the spot, that's a quality we value greatly in our bunnies. Sweetie, I can tell you really want this job, but we don't hire just any pretty boy looking to get paid for getting it on. You gotta show me that you're real bunny boy material. Think you're up for it? That's what I like to hear. Now, come on. Come here. I've been eyeing you up this whole time. Don't make me wait any longer. Babe, but don't let that go to your head just yet. We're just getting started. Come here around to the back of my desk and take a look at my chair. You see that? That's right, it's carved out in the center just like our bar stools. The customers are the only ones who enjoy oral, you know. Alas, I work long hours managing this place, and it can get quite stressful. Obviously, it does also give our potential employees a taste of what bar shifts are like. Well, Are you going to get your face down there or what? Good boy. Now don't move. Our bunnies are trained to handle at least half an hour of face sitting at a time. So this is just a test run. Alright then, I'll just unzip my skirt for you, pull on these panties, and have a seat right on that cute face. Yeah, that's it, babe. Just like that, come on, use that tongue. Eat that fucking pussy. Good boy. You want the job, huh? Then lick like you mean it. Make me come. Show me how much of a good boy. Show me how much of a good bunny boy slut you can be. Need a little help, huh? I'll just push your face in a little harder then. Yeah, baby. Good bunny. Good bunny. Show me what you can do. Oh, you're getting good at this. I think you might even be better than some of our veteran bunnies. And trust me, I've had plenty of it. I've had plenty of fun with all of them. So fucking eager to please. You definitely have the bunny spirit. You're bubbly little oral doll. You like that pussy in your mouth, huh? Like how it tastes? Like being a free-used cushion for me to sit on? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you fucking do. But you're gonna make me come. Oh, take it. Take my cum, baby. Swallow it. Don't make a mess all over my office floor. Oh, here it comes. I'm coming. Oh, God damn. That was really fun. I think you've more than proven yourself in that department. What do you think? Like having an ass on that pretty face, babe. Good boy. But the interview isn't over. Oral isn't the only thing you'll be serving. Time to breed, bunny. But first, I want you to strip for me. Let's see that sexy body in all its glory. Come on, and don't be shy. You're gonna be doing this in front of a lot more people than just me. That's it. Go slow. Tease me. Make me wanna rip those clones off you. My, my. You are one hot thing. This body is just begging to be fucked. You know that, don't you? You like this. I know you do, sweetie. Lay down on the couch back there. It's just like the ones in the boudoir. More good practice. Yeah. Spread those fucking legs for me, baby. Look at that dripping, throbbing cock. You got pretty stiff for me, didn't you? Of course he did. The shy ones are always the sluttiest. You ready to breed, bunny? Yeah, you fucking are. Oh, fuck. So fucking hard. Oh, you customers. You got one fun boy to play with. Our customers are gonna love you. Yeah. Wrap those legs around my waist. Pull me in, babe. Let me feel every inch of that amazing bunny cock. You're moaning quite a bit there. I'm good, aren't I? Like I said, I've done my fair share of breeding with all my bunnies. So I know exactly how to make boys like you scream. You can think of it as an extra benefit of working here. Yeah, getting to fuck your MILF of a manager whenever you're in the mood. Ooh, I felt that cock twitch. You like the thought of that, don't you? Naughty boy. You just get off to the idea of letting a bunch of pervy women use your hot young body, don't you? Well, lucky for you, that's exactly the kind of boy we're looking for. Don't celebrate just yet. If you want this job, you have to do one last thing. Come inside me. Think you can do that for me, babe? Good bunny. Come on. I know you can't hold back. Being held on, helpless to stop me while I pound your slutty bunny cock. It's driving you wild. You wanna breed, don't you, huh, bunny? Wanna spot those bunny babies right into my womb? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you fucking do. Come for me, bunny. Come for me. Come like a good bunny. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Come, give me all of it. God fucking damn. Well, you can certainly breed like a bunny boy. Look at all that cum. You sexy thing, you. Well, as promised, you are hired. I'll get in touch with our uniform providers and get a bunny suit custom made for you. We'll have to take your dimensions first, though, of course. Don't be surprised if you end up fucking the lady taking the measurements, by the way. As our clients, all of our bunny boys are free you to them as well. Oh, yes. And I'll get preparations ready for your welcome raffle. Oh, that's right. Another thing in the fine print. Every time we hire a new bunny boy, we do a raffle where one lucky customer will win a whole day with them in one of our private rooms. Don't worry, we'll tell you in advance what day it is, but of course we can't control our customers' sex drives. Just make sure to drink plenty of water before you come in. Alright then, that's all. Get dressed and I'll see you back here on your first day. I hope you enjoyed that. It's Roxy. I'm quite tired now. I don't know if the soft moans are good as my loud moans. I'm trying very hard not to be loud because I've been told on multiple occasions I may be a tad too loud. Unfortunately, the walls where I am living are quite thin. So, I want to know, are my soft whispery moans just as good? Or should I find a way to scream? As always, I hope you enjoyed listening, and thank you. Always feel free to show your love and support to me. Bye, sweetie.